Popular demand.
What?
This is Rob DJ's Pub Quiz. Only on Radio X.
And here he is, it's
Here.
Hello, there he is. Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, very funny.
Yes,
Headmaster. Oh, yeah.
Hello, Headmaster.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Guy Robinson, if you're listening, I am not dressing up as a headmaster. You can shove your school disco up your free gig. Are you coming to, are you going to come to the, I'm at the warehouse in Leeds.
Yeah, I'll come.
Yeah?
Why not?
And then you want to come to,
I'm not coming to the schoolboy thing.
No, it's not a schoolboy thing. Right.
No, not a chance.
I'm not coming to the schoolboy.
Let me clear
thing.
This up, Rob, because you're making it sound weird.
No.
Right?
I'm not wearing shorts.
The festival is called Van Love. It's for people who love their vans. Mm. So it's not weird at all.
It's not weird.
All right?
Why has it been made weird?
Yeah.
It's not being made weird.
You'll be there in short trousers, Rob.
Short trousers? Long socks.
Do you fancy Coventry? Last game of the season.
I think we may have something more pressing going on that day.
Yeah, and I'm going to be at Coventry. That's fine, though.
Mm.
If I can get 15,000 people in Coventry Arena, I'll be delighted.
Oh, I think you will.
Oh, party time, it'll go off.
It'll be done by then, mate. It'll be done by then.
Well, Coventry, fingers crossed, they'll stay in the playoffs, as in, you know, that's a good thing.
They only drew last night, though, didn't they?
Yes, but let's have a look at the table. So they're currently sixth. Okay, so they're 3 points ahead of West Brom. I tell you, have you seen it?
Yeah.
They're 3 points ahead of West Brom, Middlesbrough, and Millwall.
And they're playing Middlesbrough in the last game of the season.
Oh,
so tight, that league.
I'll tell you what a difference a week makes.
I know, right?
We spoke last Tuesday.
So it's 3 o'clock on Good Friday for Burnley. 5:30 on Good Friday for Sheffield United and 8 o'clock for Leeds United on Good Friday.
Yes, yes.
Oh, do you be in the pub all day? When I say the pub, I mean your bar.
Yeah. And then Bank Holiday Monday, we've got 3 o'clock and they've got a 5:30. So if Burnley beat Sheffield United, we'll be promoted on.
It's Bank mad. It's so Monday. It's mad that it's so close to the end of the season and we everyone's playing Friday and Monday.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Right, yeah.
Good luck, boys.
Messing with all the fixtures. And then we don't play then again until the following Monday.
Hello.
In Bristol City.
Your keeper hasn't played for 6 weeks.
All right, just leave it.
Sorry.
He hasn't played all season.
hey, listen, Dom.
Yes.
If we do get promoted.
Yeah.
Do Liverpool want to send out some, you know, players on loan, you know, to keep them fresh, get some games under the belt?
I'd imagine we'll be offloading a few.
Because I'm thinking...
Not the good ones.
Mo Salah.
Yeah, no, do you know what, Chris, there was some breaking news.
We'd take him, won't we, Rob?
Yeah, we'll take Mo.
We'll take Mo Salah.
He just signed on the dotted line, unfortunately, for another two years. Yeah, sorry about
that. So what...
Yeah,
what
Trent's coming to Leeds, though.
Right.
Keep them fresh.
That's it.
Get some games under the belt.
Absolutely. You'll be fine. I think you'll be fine, boss.
What are you having done at home, Rob?
New fence, new gates, new paths, and then new doors at the end of the month.
So, have you got a gap until the end of the month or not?
Yeah, well, the doors have got to be manufactured.
Oh, I see, right.
So, your front door?
Front and back door.
Oh.
Really? What's happening? Oh, wow. Which one takes priority?
The back, really, yeah. Further back door.
But is there a door there already?
It's a big operation.
Yeah, there's a door there already.
So how do you get the door out?
You just remove it. You just unscrew it.
Just smash it.
Yeah.
And then you're back.
But we're not going
to
go there.
But these are not your doors to your bar, because your bar's already got new doors.
Yes, it has got new doors, yes.
All right, so it's just the back door.
Back door, yeah.
Right, why are you getting a new door?
Because the old doors are 20 years old.
Oh.
And I'm getting composite doors. Anyway, that's boring.
Whoever goes, hey, love, I think we should change that door. It's 20 years old now. Mm. Someone's had a premium bonds win.
Yeah. Oh, he's not denying
it. He takes the phone.
Hello. Hey, up.
It's called pension, mate. It's called pension.
Right.
Yeah. Granddad. Right.
When you get to a certain age. Tom's already taking it.
Hey.
Question number one.
Question number one.
Rob, question number one.
Question number one.
Question number one.
Which group released the number one album, Dead Club City, in 2023?
Hmm.
Which group released the number one album, Dead Club City, in
2023?
Hmm.
Thank you.
Heavy music.
Is that a clue?
Question number two. Which sporting event returns to Portrush, Northern Ireland in July after 6 years?
Don't know.
Got it.
I don't know.
I think you should get a half a point for writing down.
I don't know.
Because it's honest.
It is, yeah. You're factually correct.
Question number three. What is the only London tube station to be named after a football club?
That is a brilliant question.
Is that one?
I thought...
Well, there's...
Hang on, yeah, there's isn't there a... There's a couple, isn't there? I've got four so far.
So it's named after a football club, so the...
Named after a football club.
And it's a tube line.
It's a tube station.
Station.
Yeah. So what is the only London tube station to be named after a football club?
So the full name of that one isn't technically a name of the club, so right.
Okay. So the station came after the football club, is that what you're saying?
More than likely, yes.
I know it.
Do you?
Probably.
Brilliant, well done.
I've got five answers so far.
Have you?
Yeah. None of them are right. Sorry.
Question number four. What is the name of a triangle that has two sides of equal length and two angles of equal measure?
Who wants to know?
Two angles of equal measure.
Oh, I think I've got it.
I mean, I've written something down, but so I don't necessarily have anything to do with the answer.
Maths.
That's a good question.
Football and maths.
Yeah.
Whoa, man.
And finally, question number five. What is Eric Wimp, an ordinary schoolboy's alter ego?
I didn't know that was his surname.
I didn't.
So you know who Eric Wimp is then?
Yeah.
I think, yes, I just didn't realise that was...
Can I just tell you?
No.
No, because that's the game.
You can tell me after the ads.
Okay, good.
Are we going to the ads?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's the questions done. I'll be back with the answers after these messages from our sponsors only on Radio X.
Nice. The Chris Miles Show. Get that back door sorted. Radio
X. The Chris Miles Show.
With Skoda. Plug in. Charge up. Jump in.
Radio X. We reunited old pals Johnny Vaughan and Denise Van Outen and packed them off from Gatwick Airport on a European fly drive adventure with British Airways Holidays.
You look nice. You've scrubbed up well.
You look like you've made an effort.
Well, I absolutely love Verona. We've had a brilliant day out. We've seen some sights. We've shopped. We've eaten amazing food.
Thank you very much. Glad to meet you.
And now you can win your very own fly drive holiday to Verona with spending money. Thanks to British Airways Holidays and their exclusive car hire partner, Avis. To enter and watch the best bits from Johnny and Denise, go to radiox.co.uk.
From the underworld of Guy Ritchie, Mobland.
Name's Conrad Harrigan, family man. And if you cross my family, well, you'd better pray.
The Paramount Plus original series.
We shake the right hands, break the wrong ones.
Right now, I am in first gear. Would you like to see me shift to six?
Starring Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan and Helen Mirren.
We've got everyone where we want them.
Mobland. Stream exclusively on Paramount Plus. T's and C's apply. Subscription required. 18 plus.
Imagine getting a surprise call at work. You've just won a huge cash prize. What would you spend it on? Start making making your wish list. And enter today at winplus.co.uk. Win Plus. Great prizes, real winners. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Ultramatte Paint is made by us, Dulux Trade.
And approved by professional painters like me and you.
Ultramatte is made for a dead flat, non-reflective finish.
So you get a ceiling that looks great, even in the harshest light.
And it's made to be anti-flashing too.
So my customers only ever see a nice even ceiling over their heads.
Dulux Trade Ultramatte. It's made by us.
And approved by you. And me.
Put it to the test. Try Dulux Trade Ultramatte today.
This Easter, Waitrose have made things a little extra with our number one flat eggs. There's our blonde chocolate with caramelised sugar and biscuit crumbs, our dark chocolate scattered with flaked almonds, caramelised hazelnuts and pecans, and for the milk chocolate lovers, we have the number one milk chocolate egg with crunchy feuilletine and fleur de sel. Hiding that one? So go on, it's Easter. Make it good. Waitrose, food to feel good about. Selected stores, subject to availability. Prices may vary in Channel Islands, Little Waitrose and Partners and Concessions.
And the winner of What Car's Best Plug-in Hybrid of the Year is the MG HS Plug-in Hybrid. With up to 75 miles of electric range and starting from just £31,995, it's an award-winning blend of style, efficiency and innovation. Plus, take a test drive and get £1,000 off when you purchase. The MG HS Plug-in Hybrid, leading the way in award-winning innovation. Book your test drive today at mg.co.uk. WLTP mileage may vary. T's and C's apply.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show. Let's get back to Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz, shall we?
No, hold on. Radio X. I'd like a song first, please. Because it keeps Matt Deverson happy. So 3 minutes' time, we will go back to Rob DJ for the answers for his quiz. How well have you done? Find out after Bowling for Soup.
8 o'clock Monday night and I'm waiting to finally talk to a girl a little cooler than me. Her name is Nona, she's a rocker with a nose ring. She wears a two-way, but I'm not quite sure what that means. And when she walks, all the windows and the angels sing. She doesn't know. Screaming over tough guys, listening to rap metal, turntables in her eyes. It's like a bad movie, she's looking through me. If you were me, then you'd be screaming, someone shoot me. As I fell miserably, trying to get the girl all the bad guys want. Cause she's the girl all the bad guys want. She's the girl all the bad guys want. She likes the Godsmack and I like Agent Orange. Her CD changer's singers that are mad at their dad. She said she'd like to score some reefer and a 40. She'll never know that I'm the best that she'll never have. And when she walks, all the windows and the angels sing. She'll never notice me. She's watching wrestling, creaming over tough guys, listening to rap metal, turntables in her eyes. She likes them with a mustache, race track season back. Trans Am does them all, it make a man. It's like a bad movie, she's looking through me. If you were me, then you'd be screaming, someone shoot me. As I fell miserably, trying to get the girl all the bad guys want. Cause she's the girl all the bad guys want. Cause she's the girl all the bad guys want. Cause she's the girl all the bad guys want. She goes again with fishnets on and dreadlocks in her hair. She broke my heart, I wanna be sedated. All I wanted was to see her naked. Now I'm watching wrestling, trying to be a tough guy, listening to rap metal, turntables in my eyes. I can't grow a mustache and I ain't got no season pass. All I got's a mouth. Like a bad movie, she's looking through me. If you were me, then you'd be screaming, someone shoot me. As I fell miserably, trying to get the girl all the bad guys want. Cause she's the girl all the bad guys want.
was the boy or the bad boy all the girls wanted? Any of Pippa's exes.
Absolutely
so
right.
There you go. That's she liked a wrong'un back in the day.
Jailbirds, but then one and all.
She changed her ways.
Mm. Well,
she
was one a getaway was a driver.
Pippa was attracted to wrong'uns back in the day. Yeah. If there was someone in a leather jacket, chewing gum, getting off a motorbike, smoking a cigarette, she's like, I'm having him. Mm. She liked the baddies. But then she changed her ways and she said goodbye to wrong'uns and married Toby.
That's right.
Back by popular demand.
Oh dear.
This is Rob DJ's Pub Quiz. Only on Radio X.
Here he is. Rob DJ.
Toby. Has he joined us?
No.
Not yet.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Are you going to any games before the end of the season?
Yeah. Bank Holiday Monday, I'm going.
To Stoke?
Stoke, yeah.
Mm.
3 o'clock. That's also on Sky as well, although it's a 3 o'clock kickoff.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
Thank you.
Pretty much every game's on now.
Every your games are on. You're on Sky every week.
That's because it pulls in a massive audience, Dominic.
Well, it's true, I suppose.
It's a massive audience, Dominic. That's what it is. It's a massive audience.
It is a big audience.
Did I send you a text? Have we been televised 34 times this season?
You did indeed.
What? How many have you played?
We've been televised out of the games. I think, how many games do we play? 40.
What have you played so far? 41, isn't it, or something?
Well, it must be 46. Must have played 40. I'm just trying to work. Yeah, we've got four left, so we've played 42. 42, then, yeah.
Wow.
Every remaining Leeds United game to the end of the season is now on Sky. By the end of the season, Leeds will have been televised 34 out of 46 games. But a lot of that is on the stupid red buttony thing.
Okay.
And also the Sky Plus 412, whatever it is,
416,
where they absolutely need to turn up the Atmos level louder than the mic of the commentators, because it literally sounds like they're commentating on a Sunday morning game to eight people. It's a nightmare. Hey, speaking of nightmare, Toby Terrace just walked in.
Hey, Toby.
So there you go. So he can join in for the quiz now. He's just getting
Okay, then let's get your answers if Toby's joined us. Question number one.
Wait. He's putting his headphones on. He's now hear us.
Professional.
Toby.
Work.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, hello. Good. What do you say, Rob?
Question number one.
Question number one.
Question number one.
Question one.
Question number one.
Question number one.
Question number one. Bob, 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 Bob.
Which group released the number one album, Dead Club City, in 2023? James.
Nothing But Thieves.
Ha ha.
Pippa.
Nothing But Thieves.
Captain.
Nothing But Thieves.
Dom.
Nothing But Thieves.
Toby.
Nothing But Thieves.
And Chris.
Nothing But Thieves.
Nothing But Thieves.
Yeah.
No, But Thieves.
Sorry? Pardon?
Nothing.
The what?
Nothing But Thieves.
Who are But Thieves?
Nothing But Thieves.
Look at Toby hyperventilating.
Can I just say I'd like a ticket? Anyway, number two.
Hey, Rob's going to be playing then when he gets his back doors fitted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see pictures of that, Rob.
I'll send you when they're done.
Thank you.
Question number two.
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 Question number two. Question number
two. Which sporting event returns to Portrush, Northern Ireland in July after 6 years? Pippa.
I don't know. I've put the Open.
Captain.
I put the word golf.
Dom.
The Open.
James.
Golf.
Toby.
The Open.
And Chris.
Pippa Taylor.
Well, I originally wrote Gurning.
Oh, yeah.
I bet they do that.
And then I wrote Iron Man.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Poor.
And then I wrote golf.
Now. What was the question, Rob?
Which sporting event to Port Rush, Northern Ireland in July after 6 years?
Mm.
But I'm going to go Iron Man.
Oh, okay.
Because that's an event.
It is an event. Yeah, you're right.
It's the Open Championship in golf.
Yay!
Well done, Pip.
The Ironman Open Championship.
That's right. It's open to everyone.
I was hoping for a golf question, so I thought it was going to be about the Masters.
Mm. So yeah, that'd have been too obvious.
James, what was your answer?
Golf.
Pippa?
The Open, brackets,
the
golf.
Open.
No, what did you say?
I put the Open.
Okay, what did you say?
I said golf.
So golf doesn't get it, does it?
No.
Because that's not the sporting event.
No, that's not
exactly.
That's
you don't get it.
Well, now you get it for
golf.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
I just saw you celebrating and I've just put a cross down.
Yeah.
You can't just
it's like football golf. Or cricket yeah. or...
That's yeah. not
golf
fair.
Golf doesn't count.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it is. Everyone knows that. That's the
Open. Question was what sporting event, not yeah. what sport. And by the way, as everyone knows, golf shouldn't be a sport. It's just a long walk.
There's four yeah. majors in golf every year. Yeah. So it's one of the majors.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's just a hobby that got out of
And Rory's just won his fourth major.
Well, he's completed
the
career
got
Grand Slam.
Career Grand Slam.
He's actually won like five majors.
Has he? Sorry.
And of course, Rory's just won his third major.
But you're sort of on the right
I
path.
I thought yeah. I had a real good fact there.
Yeah, it's yeah. golf. Yeah.
No. I just did with the Open. That was good. That was
big bumps, thank you.
Big bumps.
Sky Sports talking. Golfer ringing Pippa. Question number three.
Question number three.
Question number three.
Question number three.
Question number three. Question number three.
Hello, Bob.
What is the only London tube station to be named after a football club? James.
Wait, what?
Now.
Yeah.
When I first moved to London, I moved to Arsenal. Mm-hmm. And on the wall there, it says Gillespie Road. So I'm going to assume that it was called Gillespie Road and was renamed Arsenal. Final answer.
Pippa?
I too have put Arsenal.
That's really good. Oops, sorry, turned my foot off.
I too said Arsenal.
Oh.
Chris?
Arsenal.
Dom?
I put West Ham because I know it's East Ham and I think it's a West Ham.
Oh.
Might be wrong.
Toby?
I've put Arsenal, but I don't know.
Oh, I bet
it is
also...
Arsenal.
Hey! Oh,
I also put Wimbledon, Barnet and Barking as
There's
well.
There's a Tottenham Hale, but
yeah.
not...
Oh, yeah. Isn't it South Wimbledon as well?
Yeah, probably.
Well?
Yeah.
I don't go south.
Question number four?
When he said the question originally, I thought he said what line and instead of what station.
Right.
So I just wrote, well, that's easy. City.
City.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
That'll work.
That's good.
That's about 40 different teams, isn't it?
That does work.
A few hundred miles away.
Yeah. Question number three.
Question number three.
Question number four.
Question number four.
Question number four.
Are you on a full house so far, Pip?
I am.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Hello.
What is the name of a triangle that has two sides of equal length and two angles of equal measure? Dom.
I put isosceles.
James?
No.
Isosceles.
Oh.
Pippa?
I too have put isosceles.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Oh dear.
James? Sorry, Captain.
Isosceles.
Isosceles. Oh, no. I put equilateral.
So did I.
Well, that's
and
equal, Chris, isn't it?
Yeah,
equilateral.
It's isosceles.
Yeah.
But what's
isosceles? Anything. I mean, an equilateral has, to be fair, it does have at least two sides of equal length.
Yeah, but it also has a third.
It's all,
yeah.
it's all three are the same.
Yeah.
Well, stupid game.
I mean, technically.
Stupid game.
And a scalenes where none of them are the same, but whatever.
Yeah. Whoa.
And just before we get to question number five, Pippa's got 4 out of 4
points. Oh, come on, Pip. Pressure on we go.
Come on, Pip.
And finally, question number five.
Finally, question number five.
Finally, question number five.
Finally, question number five. Finally, question number five.
Finally, question number five.
And that.
What is Eric Wimp, an ordinary schoolboy's alter ego? Pippa.
Banana Man.
James.
I really hope it is now.
Soup. Banana Man.
Captain.
I have no idea.
Banana Man.
Is it? Hey, Rob, is it Banana Man?
Toby?
I put Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Just say Banana Man.
Banana Man.
Is it Diarrhea?
Dom?
Diarrhea of a Wimpy Kid.
I think it's a Diarrhea.
Banana Man, Rob.
And Chris?
Iron Man. Banana Man.
It's Banana Man. Hey! Well done, Pippa!
Remember where you were, everyone.
No Pippa, no party.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
That is huge.
Oh, my goodness.
Why does everyone know Banana Man's name?
Oh, it's Eric.
Yeah, it's Eric.
Who's on the Casey Avenue?
Yeah.
I've ever seen Banana Man.
Oh, it's my kid. Every time he eats a banana, a magical transformation occurs. Mm. Because Eric becomes Banana Man.
Right.
It's brilliant.
What is it? What is it, Dom?
Next in your log.
Oh, okay. Oh, there you go. We've got it. Do you want to hear it, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is 29 Acacia Road.
Up to date.
This is Eric, schoolboy who leads an amazing double life. And when Eric eats a banana, an amazing transformation occurs.
Yes.
Eric is Banana Man.
That's
Ever
right.
Alert for the call to action.
Separate Taylor.
Is it a good transformation? Like, does he become, like, sexier or what happens?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, he should just always eat bananas, then.
He becomes banana man.
Yeah,
yeah.
Not too much, because potassium's not good.
That's a good point. Yeah.
I don't say that.
High in calories.
It's a double-edged sword.
He eats a banana, he becomes banana man. You should see what happens when he eats a sausage.
Oh,
nothing. Thank you,
Rob. Get 5 out of 5. Oh,
yeah, Pippa got 5 out of 5.
Did anybody get 4?
Yes, I got 4.
Well done, James.
Yeah, I did. Stupid golf.
I got 3.
I would have got 3.
Well for done, me. Chris. I got 3.
Well done, Captain Toby.
3 for me as well.
Well done, guys.
Of course, guys.
But particularly, well done to Pippa.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well
done, guys. Yeah. Do you want to do a speech, Pip? This is, has never happened before, so yeah.
No.
Do you want to thank anyone?
Nah.
Nah.
Thanks.
No?
My mum and my cousin Amanda.
Oh, that's...
It's me, Amanda. I just got a message on the Christmas wall, so... I'm cousin Amanda. How you all doing, everybody?
Thanks, Rob.
Oh.
So, I'll see you in 2 weeks, then, when we're back in the Premiership.
Are you not going to be on next week? Are you doing the show next week, Tom?
No.
I think I'm on next week, am I?
Yeah.
Do you want Rob on?
Ooh,
no, Rob. Scrumpy does it.
Scrumpy, I've got Scrumpy's pub quiz.
I'm asking him, I might get a nice simple answer. Yes or no, do you want Rob on next week?
Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly, because I'll be celebrating, I'll still be...
I didn't factor that in, Rob.
Bye, Rob.
Bye.
Good luck with your back doors.
DJ's pub quiz on Radio X.
Every time we speak to Rob DJ, all the radio professionalism goes out the window. Sorry. Everybody talks over everybody. All of you are so unprofessional.
I agree.
You are a bunch of unprofessional people. In fact, I fart on you.
You're absolutely right. Rob does something to us. I don't know what it is.
He does something to us.
Rob does something to me.
Rob does something to me too.
You were speaking about unprofessionalism just now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
There's no irony either. Right, I'm out of here, and then E's taken over with the request hour. 0330 33 33 100 is the number for the request hour. Text in, send them a voice message. What do you want to hear? What tunes do you want to hear, man? Proper banging tunes. Tomorrow on the show, Steve Coogan.
Oh, yes.
Steve Coogan on the show tomorrow. Toby's next. Have a great day. Good night, everybody.
Why, hello, Jill.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Jump into the big electric test drive event.
Radio X.
What has 2 toppings and serves 2 hungry people? Shall I just tell you? It's Domino's Collection Perfection. That's just $7.99 for any 2 topping medium pizza when you collect. Bargain. So go on, strut down to your local Domino's store now.
Domino!
T's and C's apply. See dominoes.co.uk.
This year, stay one step ahead of the energy price cap with E.ON Next. Our next pledge tariff guarantees to keep your energy prices below the cap. So if the cap goes up or down, you're still winning. Beat the price cap and save with E.ON Next. Switching is a breeze. Visit eonnext.com today. Next pledges a 12-month fixed-term tariff, rates adjusted quarterly to stay below Ofgem's price cap. Your bill depends on usage. T's and C's apply.
You've got the whole family round for Easter, and that means extra mouths, all wanting something special. So why not save a third on a whole leg of British lamb at Waitrose, keeping everyone happy, except your extra picky niece.
I want more chocolate.
It's Easter. Make it good. Waitrose. Food to feel good about. Selected lines and stores subject to availability. Prices may vary in Channel Islands, Little Waitrose and Partners and concessions. Offer ends 22nd of April.
From the underworld of Guy Ritchie, Mobland.
Name's Conrad Harrigan, family man. And if you cross my family, well, you'd better pray.
The Paramount Plus original series.
We shake the right hands, break the wrong ones.
Right now, I am in first gear. Would you like to see me shift to 6?
Starring Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan and Helen Mirren.
We've got everyone where we want.
Mobland. Stream exclusively on Paramount Plus. T's and C's apply. Subscription required. 18 plus.
Okay, I want you to close your eyes and think of your car. Now I want you to imagine yourself selling that car. and getting a really great price for it. You just got the best offer for your car, like 500,000 other customers. So sell your car today. It's not magic, it's Motorway. 84% of sellers got more than market price for their car, validated against two independent sources. Visit motorway.co.uk/claims.
Get those jobs sorted this Easter with some great deals at Screwfix. Save £20 on the Titan self-propelled petrol mower, now only £179.99. And stock up on screws with a Turbo Gold Wood Screws Trade Pack, now only £19.99. That's a saving of £30. Don't miss out. These Easter deals must end on the 21st of April. Shop the Screwfix app online or in-store. Subject to availability, see screwfix.com for full T's and C's.
Radio X. News update. Next.
When it comes to the beautiful game, Barclays is here for it all. From packed stadiums, top-of-your-lungs singing and last-minute winners.
To muddy grassroots pitches, half-time oranges and mum and dad stood on the sidelines. For 25 years, Barclays has invested millions into community sports. Because there is no football without grassroots football. Search Barclays Football to find out more.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 10, the government's told Radio X the bin strike in Birmingham is unacceptable.
People deserve better. Unite need to call off the strike and accept the deal on the table. It's a good deal, and that's what they need to do.
That's the Industry Minister, Sarah Jones. The walkout in UK's second city continues after workers rejected the latest pay offer, calling it totally inadequate. Further talks are planned for tomorrow. In other news, a report has found 2 in 3 of people are worried about what Donald Trump's tariffs may do to finances. Total sales were up compared to the year before, but household spending is down as experts say we're worried about bills. Ministers are facing calls to review Chinese investment in UK infrastructure. It follows the move to take control of the British Steel plant in Scunthorpe from its Chinese owner. Raw materials needed to keep the site running are due to arrive later today. And the Prime Minister says he'll deliver on his promise of a Hillsborough law. Campaigners have said they remain in the dark about the legislation on the 36th anniversary of the disaster. The law would threaten public bodies with criminal sanctions if they fail to cooperate with investigations into similar incidents. And the weather, some heavy showers continuing for central parts of the UK this morning. A bit drier in the north and sunny. Temperatures up to around 18 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you, Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Thank you, Christopher Miles.
You're welcome.
It's Tuesday, 10 a.m. And for the next 60 minutes, you pick the playlist. The Request Hour with Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
And thank you to the rest of the team as well, especially Robert DJ. Morning, sweet cheeks. My daughter Alicia has turned 18 today and it's time to influence her radio station of choice. Therefore, can you please play Nothing But Thieves by Amsterdam? Cheers, says Martin.
Nothing But Thieves by Amsterdam?
Oh, yeah. Amsterdam by Nothing But Thieves. Right, send me a WhatsApp and let me know what song you'd like to hear this morning. It's the Radio X on the Request Hour.
People don't know much, need a whiskey crush to think of something new. Hey, you're watching me, looking through a screen, I'm here in front of you. Sometimes the days, they feel so long. Yeah.
I don't wanna be
Thieves Amsterdam, Tuesday morning.
Lovely start. Right. Hello, Toby. Please give you a shout out to the Solomons who are driving to London. My husband is moaning about having to do all the driving. I've just offered to drive and now he's muttering about women drivers. He sounds like a 21st century man. Anyway, please could you play anything by Foo Fighters? No, but you don't understand. What men like to do is we like to whinge about stuff. So if we then fix that problem, we will have nothing to complain about. So you keep driving, sir. You haven't asked for any specific Foo Fighters track, so I am going to play Saint Cecilia.
There ain't no secrets anymore. My name's been hanging on the hook outside your door. Just an old
Request Hour.
What's up your request? 0330 333 100.
Radio X.
There's things I want. There's things I think I want. There's things I've had. There's things I wanna have. Do I want the dreams? The ones we're forced to see. Shopping every day, yeah. Taking back the next break. You see, the more you fly, the more you risk a life. And I'm just looking, I'm not buying. I'm just keeps me smiling. A house I seen, another could have been. You drenched my head and said what I said. Said that life is what you make of it. And most of us just fake. And I'm just looking, I'm not buying. I'm just looking, it keeps me smiling.
Just looking.
Keeps me smiling.
Beautiful song choice from Sarah, who has asked for it for Tim as they head to Devon to celebrate his 40th birthday. Happy birthday, Tim, and a wonderful song as well. Speaking of wonderful songs, hello to Andy and Colleen, who said, Toby, Kooks, Seaside, you.